You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The National Party have announced a new renting policy, claiming if elected, they'll bring back no-cause rental terminations and tax breaks for landlords. National's housing spokesperson Chris Bishop says this move is pro-tenant, but there have been many vocal opponents over the past few days. I spoke with two people who have criticised the announcement, Evan O'Shea from Renters United and Gina Dow-McClay, Green Party candidate for Mana. Firstly, I spoke to Ethan. National's housing spokesperson Chris Bishop says bringing back no-cause rental terminations and tax breaks for landlords is pro-tenant. But how does Renters United feel about this policy announcement?
Look, it's deeply disappointing. It's quite alarming. I'm looking into an election year. The proposal that they have come forth with further entrenches inequality and the massive power imbalance between renters and landlords. Especially looking at the proposal to bring back no-cause evictions, is especially concerning. A rental is not just an address in someone else's asset list, but it's also a renter's home. It's really not unreasonable to expect that if you're being compelled to leave your home, do you provide with a reason? Security of tenure for renters underpins every single right that we have. If we bring back no-cause evictions, we make it nearly impossible for renters to assert any of their rights for fear of retaliation. Especially for our most vulnerable, it creates a constant anxiety around the stability of our living situation.
The National Party have also said they've spoken to groups working with homeless about this policy and they're supportive. Would the renters you know be supportive of this change?
Absolutely not. It's quite impressive mental gymnastics on behalf of the National Party to try and present these changes as good for anyone but the most cruel of landlords. Evictions being good for tenants is just not true. Being a landlord is still profitable. And there's plenty of motivations for landlords to rent out their homes and continue doing so. The only reason why this change would be good is if you're trying to extract the most, absolute most amount of profit at the expense of human beings. But realistically, this isn't going to help anyone, especially for our most vulnerable, especially for the people that they claim it's going to help. Being able to evict people without reason is not going to help homelessness. And it's unhinged that any serious political party is trying to present that as a thing that could possibly be true.
So National has announced this policy because they've said we're in a housing crisis and something needs to change. Do you think current regulations are effective enough at balancing landlords' and renters' rights?
No. Look, there's been some improvements in the last few years. The RCA reforms especially were a bright spot. But realistically, being a renter in New Zealand is quite similar to being a second class citizen. You have much less rights to your home. It's hard to access democratic services. It's much, much more difficult. Even the tenancy tribunal, which is the main avenue through which tenants can assert their rights, is deeply inequitable. The tenancy tribunal relies upon you having much more time, legal skills than you probably have, and that your landlord is able to access much more easily than you. Even if you are successful in the tenancy tribunal, it's very, very hard to access actual enforcement of those regulations. The system is already highly weighted towards landlords, towards property managers. I really, really struggle to see how pushing the balance back towards landlords could possibly help with the housing crisis, which is not caused by renters having a little bit more rights. The housing crisis is caused by a severe undersupply of housing. These changes will only make renters' lives worse. They won't help the housing crisis.
What do you think needs to change to improve the situation?
Yeah, look, I mean, there's different levels of change, right? So there's a million to little regularity and legislative changes that we need to make things more equitable. The biggest thing that needs to change is how we view renting and renters. This is an example of where renting is seen as a transitory thing that most people aren't doing. We know that more and more people are renting and more people are probably going to continue to rent. So we need to have a really radical shift in what we think renting is, what we think renting could be, and the dignity with which we treat all renters.
Thank you so much for your time today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Coming up in May, across the 19th and 20th, we're hosting an exhibition of our most recent project, Renters United, in collaboration with the publishing collective Lawrence & Gibson, have republished Ratting Landlord by Murdoch Stevens, a satirical novel, which raises awareness of how absurd renting is. I'm really hopeful that this will be empowering for renters and make clear to especially non-renters the plight faced by renters as we look into this election year and make a decision about what the next 3 years will look like for renters. Renting in and of itself in New Zealand right now is really undignified. You have less rights. You often have to move a lot more. National's claim to try and rebalance the system is absolutely incorrect and just not a really lived understanding of what renting is like for people who live in New Zealand. We need to shift the balance the other way. Landlords already hold so much power over anyone's day-to-day lives, and these changes are deeply, deeply regressive and will make life worse not only for renters but also landlords. Whenever we talk about renters' rights, it's important to remember that we all thrive whenever we're all working well and our relationships are non-adversarial. These changes National have proposed create an us versus them mentality where renters are discouraged from working positively with landlords to achieve mutual benefit. And so this makes life for renters and landlords both worse.
I then spoke to Gina Dow-McClay about their perspective. Here is that interview.
Groups like Renters United have criticised National's new policy, which National claims is pro-tenant. Do you think this is the case?
I have to agree with Renters United. I think that the way that National is claiming their new policy on this issue in a way that is, you know, claiming to be pro-tenant but actually is only serving to help landlords and others who are profiting on ensuring people have enough housing is really problematic and concerning when we know that so many people here in New Zealand don't have a warm, dry place to live in.
Chris Bishop has claimed he's spoken to groups working with homeless about this policy and they're supportive. Would the renters you know be supportive of this change?
I definitely don't think so. I think there's a difference between people who work with those who are in precarious housing situations versus those who are directly impacted by this kind of thing. Before, you know, we saw things like the current situation where people have 90 days before they have to move out. People are on edge. They're worried about, you know, the potential of being kicked out of their homes overnight, basically, and not having anywhere else to go when we know that there is such a shortage of rental properties, but also ones that are warm, dry and safe that actually meet things like healthy home standards, particularly for our younger groups of students who, you know, are so busy, they're working multiple jobs in order to make ends meet. The National Party policy is not up to scratch in order to actually support people who are renting.
Do you think current regulations are effective enough at balancing landlords' and renters' rights?
I don't think so. I think we need to see things like rent controls ensuring that every single rental property meets, you know, healthy home standards, ensuring that no one who's living in them is going to get sick, and also that they're not overcrowded as well. There's lots of different factors that come into talking about renting and housing, and I think there's a lot more that we can do in order to ensure that everyone who's in those homes is safe and continue living there as well.
Do you think renters are a lot more negatively impacted by the current structure than landlords?
I'd say definitely. We know that at least one in three people in Aotearoa are renting versus a very small amount of landlords who are profiting over ensuring that other people have human rights. And while some may say that, you know, it's really admirable, actually we need to be seeing things like more public housing to ensure everyone has a place to stay as well, rather than these private landlords who are, you know, making money off ensuring that people have a place to live in. I think it's pretty concerning to see National coming up with a policy and claiming to be pro-tenant when it is parties like the Greens who have renters in our ranks, who have renters as candidates, who know what it's actually like to be in those situations, and that's why we're the party who've got the plans, and we know what we need to see in that space to ensure that everyone has that home, no matter if they're renting, if they're owning, or if they're in a precarious situation.
That was Evan O'Shea and Gina Dow-McClay on National's new renters policy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.